I really wasn't sure how to do it. Like, how do you actually leave this culture that's been a part of your life your whole life? I just couldn't envision the practicalities of that.
For me, it was a real grieving process.
I almost view this like an act of a good Samaritan, helping people down a path that can be really painful and helping them figure out how to make it through.
I found this community, and I found a space that's normalized my experience.
There are a lot of people who've been down this path before you. There will be a lot of people coming after you, and it's okay.
There is a light at the other end.
We are not intending to talk anyone out of the church. This is for people who've already decided they've left. This is for the wardless.
You're listening to Wardless, a post-Mormon field guide, a podcast addressing the challenges and practicalities of navigating life after Mormonism, because leaving the church can be a little bit peculiar. Join us as we explore the path away from Mormonism and examine what it means to be wardless.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wardless Podcast. My name is Michaela, and I'm in the driver's seat for our second ever minisode. I'm joined today by Chloe.
Hi.
Kristen.
Hello.
And Donna.
Hi.
Okay, today's minisode is going to be all about Christmas, but first, we do have some housekeeping. If you haven't seen the post in the Facebook group, we have a Patreon!
Woohoo!
Yay! And we so happily welcome any donations. We have 4 new Patreon donors that have reached the level of the Wardless Greeter or above, and so we'd like to welcome them to our congregation. These 4 patrons, though, have also reached the level of stateside missionary, and not only do they get a super special signed copy of me on my mission in the Idaho-Boise mission from the year 1998, and P.S., this is a very embarrassing picture. Please don't share it with anyone else. But they also get their very own mission call.
You get a car. Nope, just a mission call.
Okay. Kristen, you have our first call.
Yes, and I have Carter X. Rasmussen. And by the way, if we don't know your middle initial, we're making one up for you. So X is what you get. So Carter, you have been called to gather the wardless in the Kentucky Lexington Mission, British Sign Language speaking.
That's Ooh. Exciting.
Very.
Yes. I think I've got the next one. L. Tyler Williams, you have been called to gather the wardless in the Alaska Point Lay Mission, Portuguese speaking.
Nice.
Very nice.
Okay, Bruce T. Smith, you have been called to gather the wardless in the Oklahoma Woodward Mission. Congratulations.
English speaking.
God, that feels like my mission call. Okay, and this goes out to Rick. Richard P. Edge, you have been called to gather the wardless in the Texas Laredo Mission, Norwegian speaking. So thank you so much to our Patreon donors. We're really excited for your mission calls, but we're most grateful for your donations. It helps us pay for all the podcasting things, of which there are a surprisingly large amount. Thank you very much. All right, our minisode today will be published just in time for Christmas. You may have already had some capital F feelings this season, but we're here to offer you a few last-minute holiday hot tips and some drink recipes to get you through to January. But before we get into tips and booze, I think we need to do a quick check-in with our panelists to see how we're all doing this Christmas season. For those of you who have listened to our Christmas episode from last year, you might remember that it essentially turned into a giant therapy session.
Indeed it did.
There might have been some tears.
There were tears involved. So Donna, let's go to you first. You had some serious angst last year. Catch us up. How are you doing?
People will be relieved, hopefully, to know.
I am.
I'm doing much better this year. I have not had a breakdown. It's pretty amazing how much less stressful things are when you aren't in the middle of marital issues and other major life stressors.
No. And,
anyways, I believe that I described myself last year as having a love-hate relationship with Christmas. Mm-hmm. This year, I would say I have far less love and hate. So I'm much more apathetic about Christmas. I've just really toned everything down. And I will get into a little more about why in my tip.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Kristen.
So I am still a big Christmas fan. It is a little different this year. So Oliver had mentioned that he recently started a new job. He's been working out of state and so is gone most of the week every week. He comes home for weekends. And that's definitely changed the general dynamic of our holiday season a bit. And we're planning on traveling quite a bit this year. So it's kind of putting a little bit of a damper on some of my Christmas festivities because there's just not enough time this year to accomplish everything we want to. But I still love it. The tree's up, the stockings are hung. You know, I'm gathering all the supplies to make our Christmas cookies and gingerbread houses and all of the great, wonderful things we do. So
I feel the anxiety coming back on.
Donna just doesn't so like to listen to me talk about this.
You don't have to do any of those things, Donna.
Okay, Chloe, you weren't with us on our episode last year, so us generally how you...
I'm still a little sad about
She's in mourning. Okay. Well, tell us how you feel about Christmas.
It's interesting because I feel like being single and not having children, I've just kind of been apathetic in general. So like last year, I didn't do anything. I'm air high-fiving Donna.
On the apathy twins.
Yeah,
hashtag apathy.
With not going to church and you don't have like the hymns that you're singing, because I feel like that starts early December. And as a single childless person, that would start to get me into the spirit of Christmas. So like I didn't put any Christmas decorations up last year. The difference this year is I am dating someone. I know. It's very exciting. And so yesterday he put up a Christmas tree. I helped decorate. And it's getting back into the spirit of Christmas, which is, I think I kind of didn't miss it. Hmm. So it was interesting doing that. Although it is beautiful. Like the tree's beautiful and it's fun. It doesn't hold the same meaning. So I think I'm still dealing with that.
All right. Figuring out what it means for you now.
Yeah, what it means for me now. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I'm the last one. So I re-listened to our Christmas episode from last year just for a fun refresher and for more therapy, I guess. But it was a good reminder of how I felt last year. I was okay putting out nativities and doing all of those religious aspects of Christmas without tying a lot of meaning to it. And this year, I'm just not. I'm really just surprised how often my emotions fluctuate so much where the church is concerned. And even this far out, I've been out of the church for four and a half years, something like that. But they really do still fluctuate. And right now, for whatever reason, I'm in an angry phase and I'm just feeling real not there. So I'm just going to go full commercialized Western Christmas this year with maybe a smidge of love and family togetherness.
Just a pinch.
Just a pinch. Yeah.
It's not what matters.
And I know last year at some point on the podcast, I said to hell with baby Jesus, and I was totally kidding.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. But this year, I'm maybe not. So for me, just for me, to hell with baby Jesus. All right, we're ready to get into our holiday hot tips. So why don't we just start in the same order? Donna, you want to kick us off?
Well, I was just going to say, I think that when we were first talking about all the possible topics we would cover on the podcast, I don't think Christmas or holidays ever even was brought up. And yet we've devoted a surprisingly large amount of time to Christmas.
Right, that's true.
That is really interesting to me.
It is interesting.
It just looms large. I think it's a very practical thing that comes up. And maybe it's not a year-round thing, but when it comes up.
When it hits, it hits.
It can feel intense and maybe take people by surprise or I think just pull up all those things.
A lot of this process is how much takes, at least for me, how much takes me by surprise.
Right.
You just
don't know a lot of things until they hit you. Until you see that light the world hashtag.
Oh my gosh. Don't get me started. Oh wait, I'm going to talk about it in just a minute.
All right, Donna, what's your hot tip?
Yeah. Okay. So I think last year, for those who listened to the Christmas therapy session, I believe my final takeaway might have been that I needed to infuse more meaning into my post-Mormon Christmas celebration. But funnily enough, this year I've come actually to the exact opposite conclusion, which just goes to show you can change your mind. This is a mantra of mine. And maybe you don't even always have to take your own advice.
Sometimes it's crap.
Sometimes you need a little more time to figure out.
Sometimes it's not right for you at that moment.
Fine.
So as I've been thinking about things, as a believing, active Mormon, a lot of the stress I felt around Christmas did center around, you know, first of all, my people-pleasing tendencies, yes, but it also came from really this need that I felt for Christmas to be very meaningful. I really just didn't want it to be shallow. I didn't want it to feel empty. I really just put a lot of stock in. This is an important holiday and celebration as a Christian, and I wanted it to be meaningful. And that was not just from the church, but partly just my personality. But after leaving the church and Christianity and all religious belief, I still felt that need to infuse Christmas with meaning and find a different sort of meaning. And therefore, I still felt that stress around that. And also being a people pleaser, felt a lot of responsibility for that. And finally, this year, I've freed myself of all of those expectations that Christmas somehow needs to be more meaningful than the rest of the year, and have decided it just doesn't have to be. And it suddenly seems a little ridiculous. I don't know if that's the right word that I want to say.
For you.
Yes. to me now that everything we do at this time of year has to somehow be more of everything. And so my tip is mostly for people who also feel that stress for Christmas to be uber meaningful and fulfilling, and trying to figure out how, as a post-Mormon, things are going to be meaningful for you. And maybe for some of us, the answer is it can just be completely meaningless. maybe these 3 to 4 weeks of the year simply don't have to matter any more than the other 48 to 49 weeks of the year. You can be giving all year long if that's important to you. You can spend time with family all year long, eat all the foods you want to eat all year long, and Christmas can just be another time to do that. But there you go. I don't know if that's a tip. I don't know what that actually means.
I got something out of that. It was good. All right, Kristen, what's your hot tip?
So my hot tip probably goes out to the people who are a little more like me, who are big fans of the holiday season.
Who are elf?
Basically, yes. But might be feeling uncomfortable with some of the more religious aspects of the holiday this year. I know that for our family, some of the secular traditions have always sort of taken the forefront in our holiday celebrations. And so making that transition probably wasn't as difficult, kind of leaving behind some of the more religious aspects of it. But I would say that look at the things that you're already doing. Look at the things that you really enjoy. You know, do you have a annual cookie decorating party? Keep doing it. Maybe instead of going to the ward Christmas party, you could have a bunch of friends over to decorate gingerbread houses. You know, maybe instead of reenacting Luke 2 on Christmas Eve, you can gather on the couch together in your matching Christmas jammies and watch Christmas movies and eat marshmallow popcorn until you throw up. Sounds great to me. And that actually is one of our traditions, minus the matching Christmas jammies. I have not gone that far.
My family is looking at me.
My family does that, and it's awesome.
I love it.
But I think that for me, it's always been more about finding the things that still bring happiness, that still bring joy, that still bring us a sense of enjoyment and togetherness, and not focusing so much on the things that we've lost, but either maintaining the things that we've really loved or adding new traditions to help kind of create more of that sense of fun and wonder for us and for our children.
Kristen, does your tradition actually include the barfing? Because
no.
I could get behind that.
Not actual barfing, but I do basically feel like I want to die afterwards.
So that's a similarity between us.
We found it. We found the connection.
But eating till you want to die?
Just wanting to. Just die. Feeling like you want to die.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. We've gone dark.
Okay. All right, Chloe, you're up.
Okay, so my hot tip is that Christmas is going to bring a lot of different emotions, and it's okay to have all those different emotions and have those moments. So for me, growing up and just with who my mom was, it was like Christmas exploded in our house, basically. And my mom passed away. And so Christmas brings all these different emotions for me where I'm excited about it. And then also I miss my mom. And I think there's a lot of feelings of loss around Christmas time. Add to that, that now I don't know what I believe about the afterlife. And there's this whole different level of emotion that comes into play. And so my tip there is just It's okay if you don't love everything about it. It's okay if you're feeling really sad. And you can also love it and be happy and excited, you know, like, but it's okay to feel both of those emotions.
Yeah. It's complicated.
It's complicated.
And it's okay for it to be complicated.
100%.
Yeah. I like that because as a realist, I really feel like most everything is a mixed bag.
Right.
I think too, with loss, it's easy to look back and think about the past as being this beautiful, shiny, absolutely. Like Christmas exploded in my house and also my parents fought every year. So, you know, there's just being realistic
yes.
about it.
Yeah. And I think it's also important to highlight that we're talking about grief a lot.
Yeah.
And then a lot of these emotions, even some that don't feel like sadness, might still be related to grief.
Yeah. Along those lines, it's why certain things can be really triggering and you'll just have all these different emotions. So just being okay with that those emotions are there and letting yourself feel them. Yeah.
Are we maybe talking about the Light the World hashtag?
Yes, I think we are. And I think what's more important than me getting into all of my feelings about the Light the World hashtag is the importance of taking the time to understand the emotions that you're feeling and maybe slowing down a little bit before reacting to something to understand why, you know, like, not even why am I feeling this way, but what am I really feeling, mm-hmm. right? Like, what is this emotion? And I think a lot of times when I think I'm feeling angry, I'm actually feeling sad.
Right.
Right. So I think there's going to be a lot of emotions and just let yourself feel them.
Just roll with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
Okay. I like it. Thank you. All right. So mine is less a tip for the post-Mormon experience and more just a general holiday hot tip. And it is don't expect a Christmas miracle. So all those corny Hallmark movies with happy endings are just, I feel like they're setting us up for disappointment. Holidays, and especially Christmas, are just like travel. They can't happen without some kind of mild or even major disaster. They just don't, right? For those of you that travel.
I mean, I'm a pretty good traveler.
So true. Michaela.
Okay, fine. Maybe I'm not.
Michaela, I got your back.
Okay, thank you.
Truer words were never spoken.
It feels like no matter what trip we've ever gone on, and every Christmas, something goes wrong. And so I'm saying build that expectation into Christmas. So somebody's going to hate the gift you picked out, which is always my daughter. The turkey is going to catch on fire. The lights on your tree are going to go out in that damn section that you just can't get to. Somebody's going to barf. It's just going to happen. So I feel like kind of a Grinch, which is really not me. And just like Chloe was saying, you can be both things. Like, I'm also Buddy the Elf. So I don't know. I feel like I swing wildly between the two extremes. But really, this is for me. This hot tip is the one that I need because I am a 43-year-old adult and somehow I still struggle with unrealistic expectations. I mean, about everything, but definitely about Christmas. I am so good at creating those magical, fictional Jimmy Stewart Christmas moments in my head, and I'm always disappointed. So
I am so glad to hear this, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I really do love all the things, but I love it so much that I create this kind of wonderland of yeah. Christmas in my mind that it's going to be. And while a lot of it is that, again, there's always going to be something that goes wrong. It just is life.
Okay? This is making me feel a lot better about being what I like to call a realist, but other people may yes. refer to as pessimist.
No, realist all the way, Chloe. Yeah. Embrace it.
I'm in that club too.
So I've decided this year my mantra is going to be embrace the messy moments. And if the turkey catches on fire, throw it in the backyard and add some lighter fluid. I'm just going to have a bonfire. Also, I got a fake tree this year, and I think it's already solved half of my Christmas trauma.
Is that your bonus tip?
Yeah, that's my extra bonus tip.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for your super hot tips. I loved it. They were all great. So I think we're ready to move into our holiday booze section. So as our resident alcohol expert, Chloe is going to share with us a couple of her favorite holiday drinks, which we will share and post on the website.
Yes, I'm not
with recipe.
I'm not going to go into recipes right now. I'm going to go with a couple of different drinks and just ideas for things to search for if you want to find things that, you know, other things that you may like. So the first one is a punch. We think of punch like the punch bowl and people spike it. The reality is punch does usually have alcohol in it. It's a thing. And it's a really easy way if you're not comfortable mixing individual drinks for people or you don't know what to buy for people to just have a punch at a party. So we're going to put a recipe up for a cranberry punch. It makes about 12 cocktails. Have small glasses for it so that people aren't getting sloshed. Because the nice thing with a punch is you really don't taste the alcohol very much because there's a lot of other stuff going on. So one is holiday punch. Eggnog is one. So there's the traditional eggnog, but I had one recently with tequila and I loved it. So we'll add that recipe. And then Jell-O shots are fun.
But Jell-O shots are like the lowbrow holiday cocktail, but they're yum.
They're yum.
And a nod to our Mormon upbringing.
Exactly.
Yeah. True.
Not lowbrow. Nostalgic.
Thank you.
Exactly.
I also have a family favorite cider-esque drink. And the recipe I'll put up is non-alcoholic, but you can definitely make it an adult version by adding your choice, rum, brandy, whatever you want.
Okay, I think I added rum at your house and it was so good.
It's a good one. It's a warm drink, so very, very holiday. Yeah.
Great.
So we'll put all those cocktails on our website, all the recipes. And if you've got any questions, feel free to email us at Wordless and I'll respond to them.
All right. Okay, I think that's it for this episode of Wordless. Thank you, Chloe, Donna, Kristen, for a great discussion and hot tips. We'd love to know your experiences with Christmas, how you guys are feeling this year, if anyone is feeling especially grinchy or elf-like.
Or both.
Or both. We love hearing how fantastic we are. That's always welcome. if you want to do that, get in touch with us at wordlesspodcast@gmail.com or join the discussion in our Facebook group. You can also find us on all of the things, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Okay. And as always, we have a new sponsor this week. So today we'd like to thank our generous sponsor, which is Luke 2 Reenactments, Cultural Appropriation for Every Family Christmas Eve Party. Thank you.
I luckily escaped any Luke 2 reenactments.
Well, you haven't
My
lived.
Parents were too busy fighting in the kitchen.
Dark. And on that note, Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to Wordless, a post-Mormon field guide. For more information and for the show notes for this episode, visit wordlesspodcast.com. If you have a question you'd like us to answer on the podcast, a topic you'd like us to consider, or if you think you might have a unique perspective to add to an upcoming episode, we'd love to hear from you. And if you found this episode helpful, please consider leaving us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. But the most helpful thing you can do is share this episode with someone you know. So please share the love and pass on our links. Thanks again for listening. We hope it makes you feel a little less wordless.
So I am Christmas fan number one.
No, I am.
Michaela and I are going to duke that out for the rest of time, I think.
We're going to leg wrestle. Which, guys, if you've seen us,
would be awesomely hilarious.
Her legs are at least 24 inches long.
Are they almost as long as your body is?
They might be the length of Michaela's body. We should actually, that should be a Patreon reward at some point, right?
A video of you leg wrestling. Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing.
I think I've been humiliated enough in our Patreon already. So I think we're ready to move into our holiday booze section.
My favorite part of every holiday.
Of every day, really.
I want to have a comeback, but it's just I got nothing.
So cliche exmo at this point.
It is.
Are you calling me a cliche?
No. Definitely not.
It's okay. She had to think about that a little though.
It's fine.